The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
To a story that was making waves this week, Dublin City Council came under fire after it was revealed that it's considering spending €23 million on a whitewater rafting centre and polo pool on Dublin's north side. Councillors will decide next month whether to go ahead with the idea. Michael Fry has been imagining what's been going on behind the scenes with those who came up with the idea.
Earlish, it's Winyo here. How are you getting on?
Van Dabby Dozy, man. How are you getting on?
I am fab. I cannot wait for Friday. It's going to be so much fun. Listen, I am on my way to Dublin City Council right now to talk about that budget. Did you and the guys think of anything?
Yeah, so I was talking to, like, Rachel from Social Area, and she's saying, like, a big thing at the moment is homeless children. Not that people, like, particularly like or dislike them. They just want less of them around. So, like, maybe we could tie into that, buy them a load of houses, and we look like the good guy.
Cool. Okay. Right. Now, the problem I have with houses, although it's a good idea, it's a very obvious idea, a lot of councils are doing it right now. We are the biggest council, so it's, like, trying to think of, like, something that's kind of reusable that we're going to talk about later on. Houses are kind of drab. They're private residences, so, like, there's issues with GDPR. And really what we want are assets out of them. I can't see people hashtagging houses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's very fair, man. What if we went down, like, the same route but made it, like, fun? So, like, bounce houses.
Right, now I think we need something a bit more spectacular. Like, let's just forget about budget for a second, because, like, I don't think it matters, because it's not really our money, it's, like, public money. So, like, go wild. What's the happiest you've ever been?
This is, like, real pie in the sky kind of stuff, but the happiest I've ever been, me and the boys went to Thailand. We were, like, island hopping on these kayaks. Like, I don't know how many homeless children know where Thailand is or what a kayak is, but, like, build it and they will come, man. It might work. It might be, like, really, like, visually really impressive.
Do you know, that's not a bad idea. Because it is fun. Like, if I was a homeless little boy, the thing I'd love most after a house is maybe, like, something like that, some kind of adventure kind of thing.
Yeah, no, like, we don't have that in the city at the moment. Like, we have the river, but it is, like, totally garbage and toxic at the moment. So, like, if we had it beside the river, we could launch it. And, like, it's totally adaptable. We could use, like, hashtag Whitewater Christmas when we're launching it at Christmas time. If it was, like, maybe June, we could say, like, White Pride around, like, Pride Month. And you know what? Like, a lot of these kids, like, they're missing, like, developmental milestones. So, like, walking and talking. You don't need to walk and talk in a kayak. I know myself, like. And also, like, it doubles up as one of their needs. So, like, lots of them don't have showers and stuff. So, like, it's kind of like a washroom facility as well. You could use, like, Best Washes. They make a wash foundation. It's perfect, like.
Yeah, and another thing that could happen, I was just thinking of this off the top of my head now, is that the emergency services could use it as training. We could do, like, sexy fireman calendar, public love, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's a good idea. And, you know, it really ties into the council plan I was talking to earlier about, like, firing all the poor people into the sea. So, yeah, I think we're onto a winner there.
Totally. I think we're going to do so well on this, man.
Cool, man. Send me over the deck. I'll talk to you later.